You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right, well then we've got an understanding. Just talking to Sue Haldane, who's in the studio with me. Hi Sue, you are the creator and the...
Creative director of
Mind Over Manner, which is a series of workshops and websites and a concept which you've been working on for a long time to help the world understand those who are neurodiverse.
Neurodivergent, sorry. Yeah, we use a creative process because when I got into a situation where I didn't know what to do next as a parent, I decided to use the creative abilities I had, and I pulled in a team of actors. So I have Victoria Abbott here with me.
Kia ora, guys.
Hello. Yeah. Thanks, Victoria, for coming in.
And what we do is we work with audiences who are in close association with any young person who might have a sensory or a cognitive processing difference. And we use the actors to enact the scenarios around the sensory processing differences and the discomfort and why that might bring about oppositional behaviour, shutdown behaviour, silence, or non-compliance.
So what sort of things sort of come under, like what sort of... And autism, Asperger's,
ADD, just,
ADD,
ADHD, yeah. Dyslexia, dyspraxia.
Oppositional defiant disorder, all of these labels. What we work to do is to actually get to before it becomes something that is a problem or diagnosable. It's good to get a diagnosis, but actually pull away from that and really start to work and use your radar as they are with their sensory processing difference and really start to read that kid and what is happening. And a lot of this is non-verbal because, well, as Aldous Huxley says, you know, the whole state of having a language can be really, really good if you're wanting to describe something that's happened. But if you're wanting to describe new thought or something new that's happening, well, it's kind of restricting to have language because new thought needs to dive into other areas. And we look at these kids as really reflecting to us the changes that we need to make in our society.
Now, when you say these kids, it would appear like, I guess when I was at school, when I was a little boy, there was nowhere near as much awareness about how this all worked. And for a lot of time, people were just either simple, slow, or weird. You know, and
totally.
Which is really horrible. You know, and now there's a lot of people working really hard to try and understand what's going on here, which is good because the amount of people that are sort of being finding themselves categorised or being categorised and as potentially in that area has rapidly increased. That's way more than it's ever been.
Yeah, and that whole rash of anxiety that is coming with it is what we're really working with. So we're de-escalating parents and we are de-escalating teachers and we are de-escalating health workers and school sports coaches, music teachers out of...
Nannies.
Yeah, and nannies as well. So I would say, you know, I'd like to talk about the power of theatre. And I'd like to talk about, how we take someone into that sensory state to show rather than actually talk to it all the time and have PowerPoints. The power of what Mind Over Manner is doing, and luckily we can keep going with this because we have just been funded, hallelujah, by the Lindsay Foundation. And that is enabling us to bring these workshops around New Zealand but also back into Auckland. But what we're going to do now is I just want to show you rather than talk to it, what an over-responder might look like.
Because that's where I come in.
Right. So I've been along to the first of these series of workshops, and I was blown away, which is why I actually came up here.
Oh, thank you.
So, and this technique's really interesting, the way you do it.
So this Thursday, we're going to look at the over-responder, which is the more Asperger's, the person with Asperger's, the person with autism, OCD, and also anxiety, eating disorders, those sorts of behaviours can come into this type of sensory responder. So I'm going to introduce you to Emily. She's an over-responder. How are you going, Emily?
I'm all right, Sue, but it's just, I'm having a hard time concentrating. But, you've got a very strong perfume on it, and I can't actually concentrate. It's like cedarwood or something. It's like a forest is growing in my nose. It's actually quite offensive, Sue.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. If I perhaps just move slightly away from you, I I just wanted to talk to you a bit about, I just think it's amazing, those figurines that you've got there in that box.
Oh, thank you.
Have about 400 in there. That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm very into medieval warfare, so I've actually got 412 in here at the moment, and I've got another 55 at home. And I use them to recreate medieval warfare battlegrounds. So if you look at different times in history, there's actually been quite classic signifiers of different battle zones and things like that, and I go quite deep into that on the internet and things like that.
And I hear that you've been contributing really well to the Opanuku Stream cleaning project using some structures.
Yes, we have a project at school that I have to do. It's not directly related to medieval warfare, but I think actually if you look at the topography of the Opanuku Stream, you can actually use some of this strategies to start to figure out how to clear up rubbish and things like that in the stream.
Okay, so that is your over-responder, and I am going to cut in a bit here, but we might look at a scenario where we're looking at flexibility and working to teach flexibility not only to the student but also to the people working with the student.
That'll freak some people out, dealing with someone like that.
Yeah,
to be blunt, you know,
teachers get lost, and there's just a flurry of teachers coming now and saying, you know, we've been Hutt Valley, we've been Kaitaia, we've been to Westport, we've been to Cron. It's getting quite busy, actually, Mikey. But the thing
is, that's because it's good.
Yeah. Well, what's happening now is we might look at flexibility might look a little bit like a teacher comes into the maths class. You've got a mathsatron ready to go.
I've got a mathsatron due at 9:30 this morning.
Oh, look, Emily, I'm the teacher. Now, and I'm just letting you know that, but I'm going to say to you, Emily, we have to go to the hall. I'm sorry, everybody in the class, can you all get over to the hall? We're going to talk about the school trip, and then we'll come back to the classroom, okay? So, yeah, would you...
No, I'm not coming.
But Emily, you're going to have to go. All the other students have gone and we have to get over there now.
You said my mathsatron was due at 9:30 and yes, it's 9:30 in 5 minutes. I'm going to miss it.
Yes, but everybody's waiting. So if we can do that later. That doesn't matter right now.
No, the rules say 9:30 a.m. or it's 10% off my grade.
Emily, can you just come over? Look, I'm the teacher. I'll
take
care of
it. Well, then do your job.
Da-da-da.
Dun,
dun, dun. I mean, there'll be people that will fully be able to relate to that, and have had those. And I guess for the teacher's side of it, you've got 7,000 other kids to deal with as well. And so, how do you deal with that one person?
Now, this is really, really important, because what we're getting is all the teachers saying that they massively want the other students to get it. Yeah. And I know that back in time, I really, really wished that the other students knew what was happening in our family. So what we're really looking at is creating resources for teachers to help students understand. And we've got ways of doing that.
Because teachers are time poor, and the way that you solve that is by bringing in other people and creating a community around that one person.
True, true. Now, the workshops, there's four altogether? Is that the four?
Yeah, we've got a series of four. We've done the first one, which was the Sensory Seeker, and now we're looking to build audience in Auckland. Come on, Auckland, get in there and find out about these young people, because it's really important.
Not just young people either, though.
No, but it's that whole thing of if you've got kids, find out what's going on with them, because they don't need a diagnosis.
If you know people that have kids like that, as well, on the peripherals, that you don't spend a lot of time with, so you don't get to build a relationship with, so that when you do see them, it's not just weird.
And we talk about takiwātanga, which is the in his or her or their own time and space. That is the te reo for autism. And I think it's brilliant, because it really fits with our kaupapa around these young people are like radars. They're showing us what we need to shift in our society.
So if people want to go along, they can go to the Mind Over Manner website and find some more information if they want to find out a bit more about it and get a bit more of an insight. Otherwise, it's just come along to the Ellen Melville Centre.
Yes, 7:30, Ellen Melville Pioneer Women's
School. That's so handy. That's just down where we have the Ellen Melville Centre.
Yes.
And that's on Thursday, April the 4th.
There we go. And awesome. How much does it cost? $1,000?
It ranges. If you can't afford it, it doesn't cost anything.
Good
you
job.
You just come. Yeah. And if you can afford it, then we really need your funds, because we need to get to the next place.
Hey, and like I say, I went along to the first one and I was blown away. I thought it was amazing. So well done, Sue. Who, by the way, you might recognise Sue from such things as Natural Andrew's sister.
She's my blister.
Oh, you see, you're clever family. Thanks very much for coming in. Thanks for Tori. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Mind Over Manner is the name of the workshops, ladies and gents. And like I say, I give it my hearty recommendation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.